This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Amelia Boynton Robinson, a civil rights activist who helped lead the 1965 Bloody Sunday March in Selma, died Wednesday. She was 104. Boynton Robinson began her activist career in the 1930s, championing voting and property rights for blacks in rural Alabama. In the 1960s, her Selma home became the headquarters for the civil rights movement there. In 1964, she became the first black woman to run for Congress in Alabama. Reverend F.D. Reese is a longtime civil rights leader in Selma. He tells me he was saddened to hear about Boynton Robinson's death.
The first time I met her, well, I don't remember the exact date, but certainly it was at her home here in Selma. It was always a great delight to be in her presence and to have a delightful conversation with her.
For those of us who didn't know her, what was she like as a person?
A very delightful person. In fact, she was always ready to help and assist people in the city, and she was always available to give assistance in whatever area that she felt that she was able to give assistance in. She was a very outgoing person, and she always took a stand for what she felt to be right for all people, regardless of race, color, or creed.
Give me a sense of what she means to Selma. How is Selma different because of her work?
Well, I think she had a very delightful hand in making sure that people in Selma and Dallas County and surrounding areas would always be available to look at what was being done and said for all the people, regardless of skin color.
Do you have a sense of how she felt about the attention that she garnered, particularly later in life, because of her work around civil rights?
I think possibly she had a feeling of thankfulness and delight, really, because the many things that she had done, and now she was able to at least live to see some of the great results of things that she had done in the past.
Of course, last year, the movie Selma came out. She was portrayed in that film. Do you have any sense of what she thought about being portrayed in a Hollywood movie?
I don't know her exact reaction to the movie. But knowing her, I'm sure that she would want that movie to portray the real sense of concern that she expressed and those questions around her expressed for equality of opportunity for all people, regardless of the color of your skin or the content of your character.
That's Selma's civil rights leader, Reverend F.D. Reese, speaking about Amelia Boynton Robinson. She was a civil rights activist in Selma and among the leaders of the Bloody Sunday March. She died Wednesday at the age of 104.